Greek media group targeted by homemade explosive devices. By Chris Tomlinson on July 16, 2022. Three homemade explosive devices were detonated at the building of a Greek media group on Wednesday, prompting condemnation from the government and opposition parties alike. The three explosives were set off at around 3 a.m. on Wednesday morning in the Athens suburb of Marcy at the building housing the Real Group, a media organization that encompasses radio broadcaster Real FM and the Real News newspaper. The explosions are said to have caused a fire which did damage to the building, but no one was injured in the blasts or the fire. Although some workers were present at the building when the devices exploded, newspaper Eka Thymarini reports. Greece's Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis spoke to the head of Real Group, Nikos Hatzinikolaou, and vowed those responsible would be held to account, while the government released a statement saying that a NY attempt to intimidate journalists is doomed to fail. Opposition leader Alexis Tsipras of the leftist party Syriza also spoke out about the attack, condemning it as an attack on the freedom of the press. The European Association of Newspaper Publishers, ENPA, also condemned the alleged bombing, saying, "This is a direct attack on the freedom of the press and democracy," and expressing support for the company and its employees. According to a report from Real News, CCTV security footage showed the alleged bombers attempting to reach the upper floors of the building, but they were unable to as the elevator requires a key. Police suspect the bombers wanted to set off the explosives outside the offices of the media companies, which are located on the upper floors. While no group has so far claimed credit for the attack, the bombing comes after several other bombings and arson attacks by far-left extremists in Athens in recent days, including the bombing of a tax office that also took place in Marcy. That bombing was in retaliation for the continued imprisonment of left extremist Yanis Michailidis, according to the far-left anarchists who took credit for the blast. Another attack that took place last week involving Molotov cocktails being thrown at a police building was also claimed by far-left anarchist militants. They stated they acted in support of Yanis Michailidis as well. Michailidis has been on hunger strike for several weeks after being denied release. He is serving a 20-year prison sentence for armed robbery and attempted manslaughter. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.